When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Up next.
You're waking up with the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Want Boston sports 24/7? It's easy. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Thank you, Jackson. Perfect Thanksgiving song. That song reminds me of Thanksgiving because it, Julia Hill, my lovely daughter, one Thanksgiving, whenever that album came out, we were driving to go get Cool Whip or something, and she said, "Dad, I got to play this song for you. You're going to love this artist," and I indeed did.
Who is that?
That is Noah Kahan. Yeah.
What did you end up loving more, that or the Cool Whip?
Curtis, you knew. I will say this, though. Not a big Cool Whip guy. If I have my choice on pie, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
And then it's real whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And then if I have to, I will go missionary and accept the Cool Whip. But there are some people who love Cool Whip.
One in the container?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is, Wiggy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. I like the one in the can.
You like the Whippets.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Yeah, I like the other one in the container, too.
You know they sell those at some liquor stores?
What do they sell?
A can of Whippets.
I don't think it's really the actual Whippets, is it? I don't think
like,
it's legal to sell nitrous oxide or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'd check on that before you spend a lot of money on it.
With all due respect, Greg, I would trust Jackson on this one.
He does spend a lot of time at the liquor store. Yes, you're right. All right. Well, anyway, Shime is in London. Jackson is here. And it's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be with us at 9 talking Celtics. We started the show, unfortunately, talking about the Bruins and the shutout last night. And the Joe Sacco win streak has come to an end. And we will talk Patriots with Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on this morning's show. And then we'll, before that, though, we'll get to They Said It at 7. So, a lot to get to on the day before Thanksgiving, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, you've stumped me. I guess I could take a guess. It sounds Pantera-ish. Is it Pantera?
You nailed it.
Okay. I don't know the song, though.
But it's Cowboys from Hell.
Okay. All right. Jackson, thank you. Leads this
any
morning.
Reason the day before Thanksgiving, Cowboys from Hell?
I love the song. Love Pantera. Dimebag Darrell was the man. And rest in peace. That's it.
Okay.
Great song.
Okay. All right. Your lead this morning, Jackson?
My lead is we lost a legendary character over the weekend. The woman who played Milhouse on The Simpsons retired from The Simpsons because she wants to do other stuff, which I don't understand. She gets paid like $7 million a year, and she's been doing it for 35 years.
Wow.
Why retire if you don't have to? But anyway, Milhouse is a legendary character, and I just found out yesterday that his middle name is Mussolini, which I find hilarious. But he's given me so many laughs over the years, and I kind of relate to him because he's one of these guys that gets beaten down, then comes up the next day with the sun shining, and tomorrow's another day. So He's kind of an inspiration. Good, absolutely hilarious character. One of the hardest I've ever laughed is when he said, oh, that's not bad, but look at me. I have stigmata. And he put up his hands. He had bleeding hands. And just Simpsons is brilliant. And the character is hilarious. And he will be missed.
So when it comes to influential figures in your life, you would name Milhouse, a character on The Simpsons as one of them.
I never thought of it that way, but yeah, sure.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think it's the longest running television program in history.
Yeah.
It's been on
forever.
You said 35. Is it
37,
only?
I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
His final line in the episode last Sunday, it's just perfect Milhouse. His final line was, I lost all my high scores. I don't know why I think that's funny, but I think
it's just got so into Milhouse. The Simpsons.
Me neither.
You didn't?
No.
But they predict the future.
You always have a Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is my show.
You have a Seinfeld reference at the ready. I feel like on the old show we used to say there's always a Simpsons obscure reference.
There's
because
always.
They've been on for so long.
But don't they predict the future?
They have predicted the future, I think, in many cases.
I was a Married with Children's fan.
You were a Married with Children fan?
Yeah, because that came on right after The Simpsons or maybe right before The Simpsons.
I think it was after.
But I never really got into The Simpsons.
I mean, it's hard for me to... Well, where do you rank it if you're going to look at adult cartoons? Where do you rank it?
I never really got into any of the adult cartoons.
You weren't into Beavis and Butthead?
No, not really. I wasn't into South Park. I know people love South Park.
It's hard. Simpsons great. It's hard for me to put. I will never put anybody above South Park. South Park is arguably the most well-written comedy ever on television, and nothing else is close. And I would include Seinfeld in that. I would include Curb Your Enthusiasm in that.
Well, that's because of the raunchy nature?
It's not the raunchy nature so much as it is the satire and the way they are. They can do a complete and utter takedown of people, like they did to Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, they made Lizzo go on a diet.
They did. Yes, they did. But, all right, interesting lead, Jackson. Yeah. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to do a lead on the feelings I had when Hannity and Combs broke up, but I think I'll just do this.
Okay.
So we talk mockingly now about Robert Kraft mistakenly telling, or on purpose, telling Amazon and the world that he knew 5 years ago that Gerard Mayo was going to be the coach of the Patriots.
With your encyclopedic knowledge of the New England Patriots, remind me, if indeed it was 5 years ago, that was right after he had just won a Super Bowl with Bill Belichick as his head coach. Am I correct about that?
Not only a Super Bowl that reignited the Belichick defensive genius label.
Okay.
I mean, he shut down the Rams in that Super Bowl, only a field goal famously. Right. So after he won his sixth, he says, I found out that Gerard Mayo would replace Bill sooner rather than later. Okay. And I believe Gerard Mayo is safe. I don't think he's going to get fired. If things continue in this direction, it will certainly be a topic of conversation. And if you are ripping Robert Kraft for saying 5 years ago he made this decision, then you shouldn't be getting him off the hook or letting him off the hook by saying he has to give him another year if Robert Kraft today thinks he's not the man for the job long term. Basically, it would be doubling down on the same mistake. Not because he's earned a second year, which, listen, I agree. I'm not debating this. I'm a Gerard Mayo guy. I like him. I think he'll get another year. However, if he is over his head and you have evidence in front of you that suggests this is not a job that's for him, then you can't make the same mistake again and just stick behind him knowing he's not the guy.
See, I don't really because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday. Like, why do you have to give Mayo a second year? Why do you?
Well, you're on the payroll.
No, I'm not on the payroll, but I think even when I think it was the Arizona Cardinals did it to Steve Wilks. Like,
I'm like, how do you expect a guy to take over a team that not that wasn't very good is to completely turn it around in year one?
Well, it happens. I heard that same discussion, and Jones and Keefe actually had some great examples. They were
possible.
They were using the Chargers.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryans did it. You look at Harbaugh, he's doing it. But look, it's like the...
He's doing it right in front of your eyes.
But it's also the similar conversation where, you've seen plenty of top five quarterbacks turn out to be busts. Like, you can make the argument for both. So for every, good coach that had a great year, like D'Amico Ryans and Harbaugh, there's Dan Campbell.
Yep.
I brought up Bill Belichick yesterday. I brought up Andy Reid. I'm not sure, but
They were using Andy Reid as an example of what the Chiefs were like before he got there.
But I'm talking about his first year in Philadelphia. His first year as a head coach. Remember, Andy Reid was coming off a successful head coaching career when he got to Kansas City.
I just think it would be embarrassing for Kraft, and that's why Jerod's not going anywhere. I think Elliott Wolf is gone or AVP is gone before they even consider looking at Jerod Mayo.
I think you're right. Unfortunately, I think the question should be on the table. Curtis is right. Like, why are you not asking it?
Right. When are we going to get back to football dictating football decisions?
And you're right, Courtney. This happens all the time in any workplace. Somebody hires somebody, and then that person, as is the case many times, is not the right person for the job.
Rickard.
And because they have invested their ego in the hire, they can't fire them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's the everybody.
But is that a fair shot for somebody?
We all make mistakes. Like,
life isn't fair.
No. We know that. That's you're stating the obvious, Captain. But we know.
Spicy.
To give somebody an opportunity.
That's rich. Carry
to
on.
Give somebody an opportunity.
Is this team getting better every week? This season only.
I would say this season only. There's
what?
Been I would say that's- this. No. I say there have been points of times they look better.
Wiggy, they're getting worse every week.
No.
Minus the quarterback. You have to be honest.
I'm being honest.
Look at week to week, this past week and the week before.
Right.
But they're getting worse every week.
If the Chicago week, they look better. And you can't use the team. You asked me, are there points and times in the season where this team looked like, okay, it was headed in the right direction? We talked about when they won, what was it, 2 games in 3 weeks or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
And they were a play against the Titans away from being
three. Right. I think people were hoping that Jerod Mayo, as a head coach, had turned the corner. I don't think
he
has.
But he makes mistakes, as any rookie head coach would make.
And he admits it.
But the fact that, like, that would be like Courtney getting her opportunity, and then, you struggling a little bit your first year, and them going, all right, it's a wrap. We're not even going to give her a second year to see if she can learn from some of those mistakes, rather than just going, we made the mistake. How do you know if you don't give her a real opportunity to learn from her mistakes?
Okay, right. It's not a job that generally you learn, while you're doing it. Like, it's not a learn. It's you're not a barista.
No, but it is a job before first year.
It's a pretty serious position.
Yeah, but it is a learn on the job.
You learn throughout life, but it's not a hire anybody and then they just learn on the job and along the way they make a few mistakes. Like, I
would also just like to throw this in defense of Mayo, that whenever this is discussed, immediately, maybe it's the political climate, I don't know, the letters DEI are always introduced in a way to smear Jerod Mayo's ability to have this job. And the same people that do that, you click on their timelines, there's not a peep about the defensive coordinator last year or the safety coach.
Right.
Which is far more pervasive across the NFL, which is nepotism, than it is that Jerod Mayo and the color of his skin getting him an opportunity. When you've looked across the NFL, D'Amico Ryans is basically the model, that they were going after. They used to have Caserio. Caserio hired D'Amico Ryans. They got a good young quarterback. And they thought that worked, and it did work in Houston, and that's what the Patriots were trying to do.
Dan Campbell lost his last 9 games in a row, and everybody this guy's a moron talking about biting an ass cheek, right? But now we look
he's
at
turned
it.
Turned into a great coach.
Right, so you would have said, after the first year, it wasn't what we
expected. No, it's fine. The question becomes, do you have the time? Like, do you want to waste that time with Drake May? Like, when you have Drake May on a short money deal, do you want to waste 2-3 years, whatever it is that you think it's going to take for Mayo to get to be where he needs to be?
Well, How much is Mayo really affecting him, though? Like, I think that's the case when you look at AVP.
You want him. He should be affecting him. That's my point, is that he, so what is he affecting? Can you give me, tell me one thing.
I think he is.
Is he affecting the defense at all?
I don't believe so, which is an issue.
But you would say the progress of Drake May.
The progress of Drake May, I put on ADP.
She's putting that on Alex Van Pelt. So, what?
So you think that Mayo has no hand in?
Like, I just don't think that we should be considering Drake May's ability to grow next season. And are we going to waste that on Jerod Mayo? Like, I think we should take a closer look at AVP and if that's the right choice for Drake to progress next season.
Yeah.
Bill Stunk right, is got, first year here.
We have.
I mean, he did. I was on the team.
We have got to take a break. We are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Curtis, I'm in possession of, speaking of Bill, as Wiggy brought up, somewhat interesting whispers about what Bill and his beloved were doing apparently on the ferry over to Nantucket for Thanksgiving. Should that be my lead, or should I go in a different direction?
Was Butler there?
I don't think Malcolm Butler was there. All right, we'll get to the rest of the lead.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's coming up next.